It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's carry out. Here are today's top stories. You know, if you're like me, you wonder what Bruce Rauner is doing with all that campaign money, right? I mean, $350,000 a day? Well, for starters, he's putting out a 14-minute ad to Run This Weekend featuring the, quote, unedited FBI wiretaps of the phone calls between J.B. Pritzker and Governor Rod Blagojevich. It's going to run in major markets both Saturday and Sunday. First off, where do you air a 14-minute ad? I swear, if you preempt my reruns of Reba, I'm going to lose it. The ad makes a big point of saying that the tapes are unedited, but then it jumps around and just skips part of the convo. I can't tell if this is super desperate or super boring. I don't know. The ad at the end says, there's more. There's so much more. You didn't have the money to take out a 30-minute ad? Why not give it all? Why stop there? Go for a full feature length, 2 hours, and then enter it into film festivals. Right? Come on. The problem with this ad is that they're trying to associate Pritzker to the imprisoned Rod Blagojevich, and that's it. It seems like a politician calling the sitting governor asking to be considered for state treasurer. All right. If anything, I mean, what's the harm? I get it. I understand Blagojevich is toxic. But if anything, this could backfire and put Pritzker's Blago issue to bed once and for all. Or Rauner's just banking on voters just hearing Blago's voice and calling it a day. And that's where we're at. I mean, I listened to the 14-minute ad. I was surprised that I made it. After about 3 minutes, I'm like, I don't care. Former U.S. Senator Adlai Stevenson endorsed State Senator Daniel Biss for governor today. Wait, an endorsement during the campaign? I thought endorsements came before the campaign to let everybody else know they shouldn't run. Isn't that how we do things? Looking in your direction. I coughed too early. Madigan. Speaking of Madigan, Rauner signed an executive order today making property tax appeals illegal if brought up by attorneys serving in the legislature. I wonder who that's for. I mean, I don't necessarily disagree with that sentiment, but it seems like we're now at stage 12 of political hell, where whatever Rauner does is strictly to take on Mike Madigan. I mean, why not try to get a bill passed so we can at least get Madigan on the record squashing it? Nope. So what's next? Rauner going to sign a new executive order outlawing gaveling? Can't gavel in? Two high-ranking congressional Democrats came out and endorsed a challenger to fellow Democrat Dan Lipinski. Lipinski's a Democrat, but many in his party believe he shows Republican tendencies. So what's it mean? Well, it means Luis Gutierrez and Jan Schakowsky just made the Illinois Democrat delegation bus rides awkward. Does Lipinski just get on and sit in the front, one solitary tear coming on his eye? This is a story to watch. The Sun-Times investigation uncovered that then-Cook County State's Attorney Anita Alvarez consulted campaign staff before she brought charges against police officer Jason Van Dyke in the shooting of Laquan McDonald. That's what most conspiracy theories are looking for, right? That the reason the video and then the charges didn't come out sooner was because of optics and re-election campaigns. Turned out Alvarez was given talking points and instructions on what to say and not to say around the case. She ended up losing her re-election bid, but I think there's still questions about how politics and butt-saving, that's right, I said it, butt-saving, played out with our local leadership. Looks like Chicago's a finalist for the second headquarters of Amazon. Wow, whatever happens, we've already done better than the Olympic bid, so that's good. But wait, does finalist mean we're being considered, or is it just a fancy way to honor all the cities that originally entered? There are 19 other cities that are finalists. Really? I mean, why not just announce a city that you're moving to? Why did this turn into the BAFTA Awards? And the nominees for second headquarters are dun, 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 Chicago, Illinois, Topeka, Kansas. They do that for half an hour. Also, when hearing the news, Governor Rauner knocked the state of Illinois, saying that Jeff Bezos won't come here because of our high taxes. Essentially, he made it a negative campaign ad with letting border state governors slam us and now publicly trash-talking our state landing Amazon. What's up? Does this guy, I mean, he really hates this state that he wants to lead, doesn't he? Again. Maybe a new slogan. 4 more years of this hellhole job. Speaking of Olympics, disgraced Dr. Larry Nassar asked the judge to remove him from listening to victims during a sentencing hearing. I guess he couldn't handle it mentally. I say when he goes to jail for another 50 years, you put him in isolation, just put those stories on a loop. And Nassar aside for a second, I'm still not convinced that U.S. gymnastics isn't evil personified. This dude allegedly molested 140 girls. Is that the number? I mean, I know he did some outside of U.S. gymnastics, but 140? All gymnasts? And they're giving settlements to said gymnasts with non-disclosure saying they can't tell their story? What? Why? Because you make a ton of money off these preteen girls, and if it was revealed that you really didn't care about them, and in this case, really didn't care, then we would stop sending kids your way and stop watching the sport entirely, and the money would dry up. I mean, think about it. Russian athletes took a banned substance, and they're out of the Olympics. I'd be okay with the Summer Olympics without gymnastics at this point. It'd give me a chance to give the old archery team another look, right? And it's not a full death sentence for the sport. I mean, look at Penn State. You don't get to play in a couple bowl games, and then we just forget. There you go. It's a ridiculous story. The more that comes out, wow. Why did I make it to the first part of the carryout not talking about the president? Well, he's not going to like that. So here goes. Out of one of the more weirder, quieter details coming out of the affair Mr. Trump had with the adult film star Stormy Daniels is that he forced her to watch hours of the show Shark Tank and for her to spank him with a copy of Forbes magazine that he and his family were on the cover of. Well, that's the punchline. I don't know how you make that any better. Hashtag real news. In weather, looks like we're settling into a contemporary winter. You know the kind where it's about 35 degrees with occasional rain till May. That's where we're at. In sports, the Bulls get a little buzz for staying close to the Warriors in last night's loss. ESPN went with the headline, Warriors get past pesky Bulls. Pesky? That's an upgrade, right? The bad news for the Bulls is that guards Chris Dunn dunked the ball and then fell on his mouth, smashing in his teeth. No word on how long he's going to be out. What is a dental injury classified as? Upper body? Right? He's out tonight with a sprained tooth. Well, they say concussion, but I like torn teeth better. Dislocated teeth. All right. Matt Nagy introduced his coordinators today at Hallis Hall. Vic Fangio did some bits, then reporters laughed, and we're off and running with a new coaching staff. New offensive coordinator Mark Helfrich said that the good news is that quarterback Mitch Trubisky is coachable, which is both a knock at Trubisky and Jay Cutler, both in the same. Coachable. The combo platter. All right. There you go. Mel Kiper, the draft guru, he's out with his latest NFL draft projection. He goes way out on a limb and says the Bears will pick Alabama wide receiver Calvin Ridley with the 8th overall. Yes, the Bears need wide receiver help bad, but am I the only fan who doesn't want to relive another Kevin White debacle? Or David Terrell or Curtis Conway? I mean, you get the picture. The Bears have not drafted well at that position because most top 10 wide receivers don't pan out. Look at the last couple years. I say draft defense. I like when they draft defense. Pass rushers, safeties, corners, linebackers, steaks, pork chops, pot roast nachos. That's what we like. All right. And finally tonight, can I do my Starbucks joke one more time from last night? Just because we did it late last night after the game. And Ken Pete, can we? We do it one more time? He says, all right, good. All right, here we go. The new Starbucks on Michigan Avenue that will be taking over the Crate and Barrel, and when completed, it'll be the biggest Starbucks in the world. Wow. Yes. There's going to be so much more room for cream. That's good, right? Come on. Oh, that's the carryout for January 18, 2018. We don't have cream for our coffee. We've got non-dairy creamer in little pouches that have been shoved in the back of the stockroom since 1960. So take two. You can have them. Coming up, we'll talk youth unemployment, beyond the diploma. Also at 8 o'clock, Dan Noonan joins us, the playwright. Talk about his new theater company. And so much more. It's a download, 720 WGN. Stay with us.